Parental Rights Group creates map tracking incidents of males in girls' sports and spaces. By Catherine Hamilton on August 25, 2025. A parental rights group released an online tool on Monday that tracks incidents around the United States of males who claim to be transgender accessing female sports teams and spaces. The American Parents Coalition created a map that shows state by state how gender ideology is impacting real people through policies and permissiveness. Users can click on any state and see a further breakdown of incidents with linked news reports. The organization said parents and policymakers can use the map as a resource in the fight to protect women and girls' sports and spaces. Gender activists have attempted to normalize radical gender ideology at the expense of biological reality. Fairness and privacy, American Parents Coalition Executive Director Ali Mari said in a statement. American parents have dealt with the fallout. Seeing boys in their daughters' sports, locker rooms, and private spaces at schools and also organizations like the YMCA. Parents' concerns about the safety and fairness of girls competing against biological males in sports. Or forcing girls to shower, change or even share overnight cabins with biological males. Are legitimate and must be taken seriously by policymakers. American Parents Coalition found that at least 24 states have failed to maintain female-only spaces, according to the Daily Wire, which first reported on the tracking map. The incidents included on the map span from transgender-identifying males competing on female sports teams to young girls who have been forced to change in front of males at gyms. The map shows that incidents have occurred in Republican-led states as well as blue states, including Florida, Georgia, Missouri, and Texas. Our goal with creating this map is to highlight that this issue is not isolated and is happening nationwide, Mari continued. We also hope that this map can be used as a resource for concerned parents and policymakers as we work towards ensuring safety and fairness through the proper protection of girls' sports and spaces. President Donald Trump has signed several executive orders seeking to restore biological truth over subjective reality to the federal government. In February, he signed an order called Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports, which states that the federal government would rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities. In January, he signed an executive order called Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. Across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women. From women's domestic abuse shelters to women's workplace showers. This is wrong, the order reads. Efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being, the order continues. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.